Well, it all started listening to records with my mom and dad. A lot of traditional classic country, and then to outlaw country. And then I got older and I listened to Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. And then I graduated from high school and I started following the Grateful Dead. And that opened up a whole bunch of doors. And then I just expanded my music from there.
That's Colleen Myrie talking about some of her musical influences on a recent visit to the KAXE studios. You're listening to Live and Local on 91.7 KAXE and 90.5 KBXE. I'm your host, Sarah Bignall. Each week on Live and Local, we'll hear performances and interviews from musicians who have swung by the KAXE-KBXE studios, and we'll also let you know about upcoming music events. This week, Live and Local features rock and blues musician Colleen Myrie, old-time music makers Sucker Run. We'll also hear from up-and-coming artist Jacob Mann. First up is a conversation with the Grand Rapids Players. They stop by the KEXE studios to talk about the upcoming production of Mamma Mia. So joining me in the KEXE studios, I have some special guests. I have Mary Jo Jess and Phil Nealon from the Grand Rapids Players, and I'm also joined with Sam Evans from the Grand Rapids Community Chorus. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome, Sarah.
So I hear that there is a very big production going on, and we'll be able to see the story of Mamma Mia. And can you guys tell us a little bit about what that is?
Well, it is probably one of the most fan-favorite musicals out on the road these days. You know, with the ABBA music, everyone knows and sings along with that great pulse and driven beat of ABBA music. And this time, we're presenting it from the Grand Rapids Player, and it was just released, really, from Music Theater International to use on for public use. And so we're one of the first ones in northern Minnesota to really present this great musical. It's a wonderful, fantastic, complex musical.
So what's the story itself about for maybe people who aren't familiar with the story of Mamma Mia?
Well, just briefly, it's a story put to music with the ABBA music, and the story is very simple. It's a love story. It's a mother and a daughter and possibly three dads and a wedding scene and lots of wonderful dancing to go along with it.
So this is a collaborative effort that's taking place, and I know that the Grand Rapids Chorus has gotten involved in that. Sam, can you talk a little bit about what your role is in this production?
Yeah, to my knowledge, this is the first time the Itasca Community Chorus has collaborated with Grand Rapids Players. That may not be the case, but it definitely is in the 5 or 6 years that I've been working with the Community Chorus. We are doing the background vocals for, 24 of the 26 songs, something like that. So it's a new experience for the Community Chorus to be backstage and aiding in a production like this. It's a big time commitment, something new for the chorus in that sense too. But it's been a lot of fun. The chorus is having a great time. It's new and it's fun.
Well, let me just comment on that too, because part of the mission of the Grand Rapids Players is to offer the opportunity for people to join the thespian group, you might say, whether they're new on stage or whether they've been on stage before. And part of it also is to bring in a collaborative effort. So we're real pleased to have the Community Chorus, Itasca Community Chorus, join us and all new people. We've got about, almost 100 people in this show working backstage and on stage. So we've put in hours and hours of rehearsal. Phil, you might want to tell about the musicians, too, that we have.
We have four people playing keyboards for this show. The keyboards are run through a laptop using a software that changes what they call patches or MIDI sounds in each song. And we have over 250 hours of experience just on the keyboards. I am really lucky to be able to have a pit with as much talent as we have. And then you add the wealth of vocal talent from the community chorus, and it's really been quite an ensemble to work with.
Plus, we have the ensemble on stage, too. So I think we have probably around 45 to 50 people right on stage. Then we have the background vocals, and that's the community chorus, plus the musicians, plus all these backstage people. It's a wonderful experience.
So I've heard, in addition to just the complexity of the cast and that the costuming and set is pretty incredible for this production as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
My brother Peter and his wife Sunny designed the set. Peter's been the lead on constructing the set. And Glenna Olson has been the lead on the painting and the design of the paint. And when the audience comes in and sits down and looks at this set, I think they'll really be wowed, because it's very Greek, where the show takes place in an island off Greek and Greece. It's fairly complex. I have a lot of hours. Peter had a real good crew of people that would come up to the Rife and work in the construction and the painting. And yeah, it's very complex, very beautiful, very colorful.
Okay. And how about the costumes? I heard that this maybe is the most expensive costuming budget that the players have had.
It probably is. I'll tell you, Sharon Marty is a genius at costumes. She's been with costuming for years with the Grand Rapids Players, and she knows how color, she knows fabric, she knows style, so she can put anything together, and she's busy. I think she has some help back there, too, sewing on buttons and sewing seams and whatever it may be. Plus, we have a great sound engineer, John Miller on the lights engineer. So there are a lot of technical things, aspects along with us too. But I do have to tell you that the ensemble group, the dancing that takes place with the choreography of Marina White and Katie Smith is amazing, just remarkable. And everyone has really enjoyed it for every rehearsal, haven't they though?
Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think so. It's been fun.
Oh, good. So we're talking to Mary Jo Jess and Phil Neeland and Sam Evans, and they're all part of the production of Mamma Mia, which will be taking place at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids. You guys are running for 2 weekends. That's March 15th through the 17th and the 22nd through the 24th. You can find more information at rifecenter.org. When did you guys start putting this whole production together?
We started the second week of January, so we're in our 10th week.
Okay.
10th week. And we've had rehearsals Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday, and sometimes on Friday. And the attendance has been outstanding, hasn't it?
Yes.
They've just enjoyed it. It's been so much fun. So, yeah, we're ready.
Are you?
We are.
Are you guys feeling ready then for opening night?
We've got a few things to clean up, but you know what? We're ready.
We'll get there. Yeah. Absolutely.
So anything else that if people are wondering about the production that they absolutely need to know before they go?
Well, let's see. It's colorful. It's amazing. It's energizing. If they know ABBA music and the story of Mamma Mia, I think the audience will really get into it and just really enjoy the show.
So can you sing along?
Oh,
can the audience?
We hope so. When it comes to Waterloo, we hope they jump up and sing with us.
I think they'll be singing when they leave for sure.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah.
I wake up every morning with a different song in my head. So, yeah.
A lot of earworms.
Oh, great.
That's for sure.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. And that information you can find at rifecenter.org. Again, Mamma Mia will be at the Rife Performing Arts Center in Grand Rapids 2 weekends. It's March 15th through the 17th, as well as the 22nd through the 24th.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
down with that Mad Jackson. To shut his eyes in cold. I went down with our man Jackson. To shut his eyes in cold. When that old woman come out of home. Didn't know. She held a bootleg bum bum. The bootleg bum bum. The bootleg bum. The bootleg bum. The bootleg bum. The bum. The bum. The bum. The bum. She said, in the money, it don't excite me. And that we all know it. She said, the money don't excite me. And that we all know it. Oh, baby, money, it's not very enthusiastic. Jackson, yeah, you know, they pulled out their $100 and man, oh, man, oh, boy, yeah. And man, she almost fell. She had that bootleg, bum, bum, little bootleg, bum, bum. The bootleg, bum, the bootleg, bum, the bootleg, bum, 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 bum. And then she almost fell.
That was Jacob Mann. He performed at the 2017 Mississippi River Festival. And you can see him live tomorrow afternoon with the Terrapin Sunday Original Art and Music Series. It'll be Jacob Mann and the Salty Dogs with art by Don Rossback. That, again, goes from 3 to 6 at Terrapin Station in Nisswa. Also happening this weekend, you can see Brothers Burn Mountain. They'll be playing at Clockau Brewing Company in Grand Rapids this evening, starting at 7. Mick Klein will be at Hard Times in Bemidji at 9 o'clock this evening. And Black River Review with Jillian Ray and Emily Havoc, they'll be playing at the Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth at 6. If you have live music happening in your community, pass that along to us to PSA at KEXE. www.livingandlocal.org. You've been listening to Live and Local on Northern Community Radio. I'd like to thank you for tuning in this morning. I'm Sarah Bignall. Up next, old-time music makers Sucker Run. They stop by the KBXC studios to talk with Brett Carter. Here's that conversation.
That's excellent. Great music from Sucker Run. And the band here is Corey Campbell, Nate Johnson, and Emily Durkee, and Lori's over there on the couch giving moral support from the backgrounds. Thank you guys for being here today. It's great music that you guys put together. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I suppose we met Corey a year ago, huh?
About a year ago, yeah.
Yeah, Corey just moved here from Michigan, and we moved up north of Bemidji a couple of years ago. So Emily and I, we live up northeast of Bemidji in Dora Lake. And I think Emily met Corey at the local Contra Dance, if that's right.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Nice. Now, Emily's not right by the microphone yet, but I got to ask you a question, because Emily is the percussion of the band right now. Mm-hmm. And you had that look, Emily, of like the really calm bass player in a rock band who doesn't really move much, but your feet were going kind of crazy. How is that?
Yeah, it's good. You definitely get your heart rate up a little bit.
Is it like you mentioned Contra Dance? Is that part of the style of what you're doing, or is there just a, what do you call what you're doing when you're just with two other guys?
Well, what I'm doing is clogging, so it's just like a form of foot percussion that sort of originates from you know, this idea of use whatever you have to make music.
Nice.
Spoons, a washboard, your feet, they're all kind of similar percussive instruments. But you know, of course, there's all kinds of ways that people have refined it and made different styles and genres of doing that, but
well, it's really fun to watch you, and hopefully people will be able to see you live in person someday, because that's a lot of fun. Corey, you're playing the banjo over there, and what were you doing
before
you met them?
Well,
actually, Lori and I just moved here from Wisconsin about a year ago. I've been playing old-time music for probably the last 5 years, and banjo is where it started for me, I guess, but I also play some fiddle, too. All right, well, let's hear some more music. I forgot to ask the name of that first song.
Yeah, well, that song was called Shove That Pig's Foot a Little Further Into the Fire.
Wow.
Which we can all relate to. We've all had.
It's not a pig roast song, though, is what you told me earlier.
Well, I guess Corey just said that it's a blacksmithing reference, and I'd never heard that before. And I think it's neat to know, but I'm a little bummed, actually. I like the pig foot cooking idea.
Yeah, similar to most old-time music. You know, it's just things you hear. I'd heard it from somebody else. It's part of blacksmithing or a blacksmithing tool, I guess.
That's great. Nate, what's the name of this next song?
This is called Sandy River Bell.
It's Sucker Run. Good. Sandy River Bell by Sucker Run. Well, it's really been great to have you here, and I hope that that we get a chance to hear more from you in the future. This band is called Sucker Run. It's Corey Campbell, Nate Johnson, and Emily Durkee. Thanks, you guys, for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks so much.
And you can see Sucker Run's Corey Campbell. He'll be playing at Bemidji Brewing next Friday. That's March 15th at 5 o'clock. And other events happening on Friday, March 15th, include the Grassroots Concert with Dakota Dave Hall. He'll be at the Live Well Nightclub and Coffee Bar in Nisswa starting at 7:30. You can also see Frog Leg. They'll be at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth, as well as Corey Medina and Brothers playing at Hard Times in Bemidji. And Brothers Bird Mountain, you have two opportunities to see them in the upcoming week, including this evening at Clockow Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, starting at 7. They'll also be at Bridges Pub in Bemidji next Friday. That's March 15th at 8. We're going to take a listen to a song off their 2014 release. be speaking with Colleen Myrie. She stopped by the KEXE studios this past October. We chatted with Colleen, and she played some songs that will be part of her upcoming album. I first asked her what she's been up to.
Well, I decided to take a year leave of absence from my job, my full-time job at an elementary school, and have decided to make this my full-time job for now. Okay. And I have been hitting the road as much as I can and getting my music out there because I have been writing quite a bit, and I'm really excited to show people my new stuff. So I have been very busy gigging.
Well, great. We're happy to have you. And so why don't we start out here with the song this evening, if you're ready to go.
Yeah, I am. This is called Slip Away. My husband and I wrote this together. I just lost
baby child. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. So that song was Slip Away. Now, was that on your previous release? Was that on your last album? Or is this brand new?
This is brand new.
Oh, awesome.
I'm featuring mostly my new stuff. I have one song that is from The Ride of My Life, my second album.
And that's an album that you worked with Rich Manson of Sparta Records, of course.
Yeah.
And so I hear that you're working on another album. Can you tell us about that?
I am working on another album. I've been writing a lot. But I'm going to do an early production EP. I want to get one out so I can start promoting myself more. And I'm doing that with the Brothers Burn Mountain studio, the Diramata studio in Cotton. So working with the Brothers Burn Mountain again, you know, Jesse and Ryan, I'm very excited.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
So would you like to play another song for us this evening?
I would love to.
All right.
This is another one that's I want to feature that is due. It's called Wisdom Holiday. It's a story about when I tried to run away when I was 5. Didn't work out so good. I'm gonna close my eyes and pray for that wisdom holiday. And the good Lord, he will lead me to my street of gold. Papa said, hey, child, where you wanna go? Papa said, hey, child, where you wanna go? Papa said, hey, child, where you gonna go? Oh, my soul sings every night, gonna find a star to make it right. And I'm gonna get there, oh, before they ever know. Mama told me, child, you better stay home. Mama told me, child, you better stay home. Mama told me, child, yeah, you better stay home. Oh, my eyes see that glimpse of light. I'm gonna walk down that road tonight. And I'm gonna get there, yeah, before they ever know.
To my street.
of gold.
We are here with Colleen Myrie. I'm Sarah Bignall along with Dave Bloomstrand.
Colleen, I really hear a mix of different types of music. I hear country, I hear blues, I hear even maybe gospel.
Uh-huh.
Do you have, you know, some key influences that you kind of look to?
Well, it all started listening to records with my mom and dad. A lot of traditional classic country, and then to outlaw country. And then I got older and I listened to Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. And then, you know, that kind. I graduated from high school and I started following the Grateful Dead. And that opened up a whole bunch of doors. And then I just expanded my music from there. Lately, Nina Simone is one of I've been listening to and tapping into her soul kind of music. So a lot of roots with country gospel, traditional country, blues, and soul. I'm trying to intertwine all of that. Charlie Parr is one of my all-time favorite musicians ever, and I think he's been a big mentor of mine as well.
Your music really shows that diverse set of influences. So very
trying.
Nice.
I don't want to sound the same song. You know, I really want to try to tap into everything that means a lot to me in my heart. And so every time I try writing something, it's different. You know, it's not the same as one kind of genre of music, I guess you could say.
Right, that's very nice.
Would you like to
Thank
play
you.
Another song for us?
I'd love to. This one's off of my second album that I was with Rich Mattson. That was a fun time recording with him. But it's called Don't Forget About the Lord.
She is a creeper. Thank you. $2 in cash. I got my lucky Georgia coins, got Grandpa's whiskey and a flask. Devil is eating all my corn. The skies aren't smoking high above me. It says, don't you forget about the Lord. The skies aren't smoking high above me.
We've been talking to Colleen Myrie. She was live in the KAXE KBXE studios back in October. And she has some shows coming up, including on March 20th at the Spirit Room in Superior. She'll be playing there from 6 to 8 o'clock. She'll also be playing at Sir Benedict's in Duluth on the 27th of March from 5 to 7. You can also find information on Colleen at her website, colleenmyrie.com. We're talking earlier about what does a community radio, what does that mean to artists like you?
It means everything to us. You know, we send out an album to you folks and say, hey, take a listen. Can you please play my record? Or coming in and doing interviews like this for an upcoming show in that part of the listening area. And I know for a fact that right now I can't get on anything like a big major radio station. And so, and people that like original music, they listen to these kinds of radio stations, and that's how you get your name out there. So it's all important that we have these kind of radio stations throughout Minnesota.
Can we hear another song?
Yeah.
All right.
This song's called I Am Serious. I wrote it while I was folding laundry. Snatch you up like a wild tiger. You make me feel. You make me feel so alive. You set my body. Thank you. snatch you up like a wild tiger.
That was Colleen Myrie, and she was live in the KEXC studios back in October. She has an EP album that is slated to be released at the end of April. If you want more information on her, you can find it at her website, cleanmyrie.com. She also has some upcoming shows, including March 20th at the Spirit Room in Superior, Wisconsin. And on March 27th, she'll be playing at Sir Benedict's in Duluth from 5 to 7. And on March 28th, she'll be at the 218 Tap House in Virginia from 6 to 9. You're listening to Live and Local here on KAXE KBXE. I'm Sarah Bignall. Thanks for tuning in.
I can handle it.
Jillian Ray, and you can see her this evening with Black River Review and Emily Havoc at the Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth starting at 6 o'clock. You've been listening to Live and Local here on 91.7 KAXE and 90.5 KBXE. I'm your host, Sarah Bignall. Thank you for joining me today. And I'd also like to say a thank you to our contributors, including Brett Carter, Colleen Myrie, Dave Bloomstrand, Sucker Run, Jacob Mann, Mary Jo Jess, Phil Neeland, and Sam Evans. And I'd also like to say a special thank you to the Minnesota State Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota for their support of this program. Make sure to tune in next Saturday at 9 o'clock for Live and Local, and we'll be featuring a conversation and an in-studio performance with Rich Mattson and Jermaine Gemberling. And one final thing on Live and Local, the next Center Stage Minnesota concert is set at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids coming up on March 21st at 7:30. This time around, we're featuring artist Red Planet with special guest Sam Miltich. Red Planet is a jazz trio made up of Dean McGraw on guitar, Chris Bates on bass, and Jay Epstein on drums. They play innovative jazz with an emphasis on a creative interaction for the modern world. Ticket and more information are available at the rifecenter.org. We're going to take a listen to one of those unique takes on a jazz classic of John Coltrane's. It's the song Africa.